Yes.
Yeah, I've got a question about devotion to wakefulness. There's almost a sort of suggestion that just 4 hours of sleep is enough. Now, I know some people can cope with that, but I've always struggled with not getting much sleep. You know, it kind of feels like torture if I force myself to stay awake.
Yes, and it actually is a well-known torture.
Would you encourage this for the likes of myself?
People are different constitutions, and so that you have to be practical in terms of your own capability and your own inclination, you know, just a natural inclination. Some things you can, you know, obviously we can train and get past. Some things are a limitation. Like Ajahn Chah really did not like fasting. But, you know, staying up all night was not at all a problem. Or staying up for many nights. He just said, just drop into samadhi now and again and refresh oneself. So it's just different. So I think you just have to be honest with yourself. You have to sort of experiment and see, you know, how much of this. Okay, this is a standard that the Buddha lays down or suggests. You know, how well does that fit with me? Or how can I accomplish that? So that different people have different capacities. And so I just be honest with it and work with, some people. Like, I've been going to see a Tibetan doctor, 20 years now. And it still drives her nuts that I don't sleep enough. By her standard, I just don't sleep enough. And
8 hours being what she...
Yeah, she's like 7 or 8 hours. That's just so beyond my capacity. I didn't really have much problem 4 hours. Early days of being a monk, I would sit and then walk until at Wat Nanachan. There's a train that would go past Bung Wai Station about 10 after 11. And then I would usually do walking meditation until I heard that train go by. And then I would go in to go to sleep. And then the bell rang at 3 o'clock in the morning. So it was just a routine that I had. It was enough. As I get older, I need more sleep. So it's just different bodies, different times. Different bodies need different. You just have to, you know, similar with the amounts of food. You know, some people just need more food. And they still don't gain any weight. It just really bugs me. I can't imagine how it works. I look at food and I gain weight.
Your torture.
Yeah. These basic things, there's such a range. Yeah, you have to be very practical about it.